Awesome, Matt. I had you back for like 2 weeks and then you disappeared again. So I had to do without you again. And now you're back. So here we go. Perfect. Guys,
I
hold on
got
one
it.
second.
I got it. I know what I did wrong.
Naturally, we're having an issue where I'm not getting audio from Matt, but apparently you guys can hear me just fine.
Can you hear me now, Adrian?
I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, okay. Everyone should hear me now. What is up, midnight tokers, afternoon inhalers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM hookah podcast. My name is Matt. Can you guys hear me now? Because I'm showing that you can hear me. So hopefully you guys, Matt, we can't hear you. Admin, what the fart? What the hell?
Well, hold on. We're on a 10-second delay.
Are we?
I think so.
Yo, we got it
We
now.
got it now.
Now they're gonna hear me get
Matt, you
pissed
have to
off.
redo that whole thing.
Ready?
Do it again.
What is up, midnight tokers, afternoon inhalers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM hookah podcast. You know you wish you could do that as well as I can do that. You
Keep
know.
going.
This is I am your humble host, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it as always. So glad to be here. My wife is in the chat right now. Hey, honey, how you doing? And then also, as joined with me as always, is Adrian. Adrian, how are you doing, man?
For the second time, I'm doing well. I went for 2 weeks and had Matt, then he left again, and now he's back.
Yes, and
And now
I'm not
I
going
don't.
nowhere. I'm done leaving for quite a while. In August, I'll have something to do. But that's a weekend thing. It's a Friday, Saturday. Maybe you've heard of it. I don't know. It's called like the Hookah Expo. Have you heard of that? Maybe.
No, I haven't done any research on that.
So, we are going to be talking all about Kohl's today. We have a couple things to talk about prior to that. But I feel like this is going to be a really good episode because I think Kohl's is one of those things that's it's so important in what we do as a hobby. Obviously, it's one of the most important parts besides your tobacco that you're actually smoking, your bowl that you're using, the hookah that you may have, but like you want to heat it adequately and properly, and Kohl's is the way that you do that. We are going to be talking slightly about HMDs just because they do kind of fit in the conversation, I feel. So we'll be talking about that as well, but we are going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff. So I wanted to give Adrian just a moment though to talk about a giveaway that he has going on his channel. So, can you tell
Oh,
us a little bit
yeah.
about that, man?
Yeah, really quickly, over at Pipe Dream Hookah, I've got this giveaway going. I did this interview with Hookah John over at THL Live on behalf of the AM Hookah Podcast. Unfortunately, Matt Deason was unable to be there, but that's fine. But part of that promo video I did for it was this giveaway to trick people into clicking on the promo video. And what I'm actually giving away is 500 grams of Mazaya. And I will go ahead and select it. It's going to be different 50 gram, thank you, sir, 50 gram packages. So you can kind of sample if you haven't had Mazaya before. When I declare the winner, I will go and buy this stuff. So if you have any requests, I can absolutely pick that up for you. I can get it here locally. Oh, and also you'll be getting a pretty cool bowl that I'm not going to get up and go grab right now because it's not in this room. But it's going to be a pink lemonade OG Rook bowl. So 500 grams of Mazaya, pink lemonade OG Rook. All you got to do is be subscribed to my channel. Go follow us on the AM Hookah Podcast over Instagram. At some point, I'll probably leave a link, but all you gotta do is search up the AM Hookah Podcast on Instagram, and there was another thing.
Yes.
And oh, you gotta leave a comment on my video,
Yes,
and then you'll get that.
please check out Adrian's video. All the great information there. I didn't click on it because of the giveaway in the title. I actually clicked on it because it had a really cool thumbnail. I think your
Oh
thumb.
yeah,
I
I'm
love the thumbnail. Love it.
getting better at Photoshop, just trash posting on YouTube.
Absolutely, absolutely love it. Hey, thank you guys so much for being here. We had some people show up early as well, but Brecken's here. Thank you so much for joining us. Akeem, the original super fan, Nefel, Paul, J Rock, Paul. I already said Paul. I don't know why I said his name again. Nefel and Eddie just showed up as well. Hola, Eddie. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate it so very much. If you guys are smoking in the chat, please let us know what you guys are smoking, and let's go ahead and jump into what we are smoking. Adrian, what are you smoking, my friend?
If you checked it out over at the AM Hookah Podcast Facebook group or on the Instagram, you already know, but I'm smoking a little mix known as the Triforce. I went with extra mint today. It's going to be Alfacher blueberry, Alfacher grapefruit, and Alfacher mint. In this case, it's going to be blueberry with mint to add a little bit of that extra mint. And then the setup is pretty much just my podcast setup at this point, so you can kind of see it. It's the Aviator Hookah with the Thunder Slim hose, with the modified handle with an 80 feet bowl on top. And I bought these for $5 at a local spot. I like these a lot. I was kind of jealous of Matt's new tongs, and I was like, I want some cool tongs. They're not like the Verkbun tongs, but they're still kind of cool for $5.
They are, and I bet you.
Oh, yeah. And since we're talking about Kohl's, it would be a shame for me to not say I've got 3 Hookajohn titanium cubettes up on top with one hot one right here ready to go when it starts to cool down.
Oh, very, very well done, my friend. Are you putting it in ash to keep it well lit?
So I've got a hack.
Okay, let's see this hack.
I don't like Hookajohn flavor savers that much because I smoke hot. But I do like them to put in the bottom of coal catchers because it keeps the coals lit really well.
That's a good idea. I've always just done the ash trick where you just leave a bunch of ash.
That works too.
Yeah.
That works just as well.
That's a really good idea. I am smoking. I had something else to say, but now I don't remember. Everyone is saying hello in the chat, which we appreciate as always. There's a bunch of people that followed you on Instagram, it looks like, and also left a comment.
Us. Followed us, Matthew.
Yes, followed us. I apologize. I need that login so I can post my dirty pictures as well.
Absolutely.
Akeem said that he entered as well. Let's see if anyone is smoking. In the chat right now, Akeem is actually smoking the new tobacco fruit cocktail. Remy is smoking AF Grapefruit Zomo Strong Blue. It's his way of doing the Triforce. But what is your – let's see. We got blueberry. Oh, I guess Strong Blue has some mint in it, I'm guessing. Maybe. I'm not sure. Yes? Well, all Zomo does, so I guess that's
Zomo Strong Blue, it is amazing. And yes, it has mint in it.
And then J-Rock is smoking AF Special Edition Bananarama with golden strawberry as well. I wanted to say that your tongs are probably going to make Tristan very jealous because he's a big fan of red. He likes red accessories, so I'm sure Tristan will like those. I am smoking, oh my gosh, I picked up some stuff. I'm so happy I got some new stuff. AF Fresh, 250 grams. I told you guys that I like this flavor so very much, and I went out and got myself 250 grams because of how much I, in fact, liked it. I also got myself some KM tobacco, black orange. You guys have to try this black orange. It's so good. If you have not watched the video review that Rob from Dude Wear My Hookah has done, go watch Dude Wears My Hookah, black orange, Kaylee Mamoon review. He does a great job of explaining the flavor, and he's very truthful when he says it's a good flavor. And then I got a good batch of ugly guava. Oh my gosh, am I loving this ugly guava. It's very, very good.
Matt, are you going to review that?
I will most likely review all these flavors. I'm going to get back in the review game. I know I've been absent for a little while, but I am getting back into it, and I will be talking very shortly about some fun review stuff, in fact. And then I'm smoking with my Carbon One hookah that I usually use. I'm using the Unica Bowl, so Paul, thank you very much, as always. And I'm using 2 of the Prestige Jumbo Flats inside of my Provost, and I am enjoying myself quite a lot. So that is what we are smoking at the moment. What is up, Strictly Shisha? Zach, so nice to see you in the chat, as always. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot of fun talk, and I hope that you can stick around for a lot of the show, because I know you have a lot of experience, too, with different Kohl's, being a reviewer yourself. Anybody who has experience, I know we usually ask, what are you smoking in reference to the flavors? What kind of Kohl's are you guys using right now? I think that'd be a fun little chat to have as well. Yes, but going off of what we are smoking, what have we been smoking? Adrian, have you been smoking anything interesting lately?
A lot of Alpha Kama. I picked up a bunch from the Chicago Hookah Meetup, as well as some Zomo, some Karma. I've been kind of just sampling everything lately because I've been doing a lot of reviews this month. I've got a lot more coming out, and I'm going to start doing some more product reviews as opposed to shisha reviews. So I've been testing out some new Kohl's. I've been trying out some new bowls, like the Don Bowl. I just picked up a Don Evil Bowl, and that bowl has been performing very well. I'm going to really aggravate Tristan if he's in here. If he's not, if he watches it on the replay, here you go, buddy. Because I'm going to be trying out the, what is it? It's the something grenade pack.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to do that?
Absolutely. I'm going to get CO2 poisoning.
Are you going to do it live?
Absolutely, I'm going to do it live.
Are you going to do it here live, or are you going to do it Facebook live?
We're probably going to do a full video warning people not to do it because of CO2 poisoning. And then I'm probably going to do it live here.
I like that idea a ton, actually. Not that I want to hurt your lungs or anything, but I don't want to do it. I did that, the tinfoil balls a long time ago on my channel, and I don't want to do weird stuff like that because it's not worth it, but I'm happy that you're going to partake in something like that, so that's pretty exciting. We got some people using I tested the new Haze Kohl's, and they're pretty great. Looking forward to trying out the new Prestige. That is what I'm actually using. That's strictly Shisha talking right now. And then Akeem is using Titaniums, and Dr. Noobsaw says, you are going to trigger Tristan. Tristan,
that's right.
The Trigger. I think we could give him a good nickname using the word trigger, maybe somehow. I don't know. And then right now, Strictly She Just says that his main jam are the Cocoa Earth and Titaniums is what he likes to use. Let's see, anybody else? Oh, J-Rock is saying he's using some new coals. He bought a brand called King of Fire coals. I actually saw those when I went to the store and I bought the flavors that I have right now. I saw the King of Coal and King of Fire and I almost bought them, but I decided not to just because I have my Prestige right now and I have plenty of my Titanium, so I wasn't too worried about that, obviously. And then Paul is actually using, Paul says, Tits Cubettes, Golden Desert Hex, and Cubes from Titanium, Titanium Flats, and Cocoa Earth are all in his inventory, is what he says. Dr. Noobsaw says that haze is good because they burn hot. Hot, hot, hot. Have you tried the haze coals ever, Adrian? I know you like to cook things hot.
Extremely hot coals. I actually love them, but I don't think I could recommend them to most smokers.
Are they cubes or are they flats?
The ones I have are cubes, I think. I haven't touched them in like almost 3 weeks.
I think they're only cubes. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I think I've got cubes.
Somebody correct me if you could. Akeem is laughing at the fact that I said tits flat. And I guess I see where the funniness might lie in that a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk about reviews just for a real brief second. Adrian, you said that you have a bunch of stuff coming down the pipeline. Do you have anything that you want to comment on or highlight? You have a Alfaka review coming out on Monday, maybe today, or is that?
That's going to be next Monday.
Next Monday, okay.
The Chicago Hookah Meetup ate up an entire weekend of recording. I batch record on weekends. So I wasn't able to really do anything then, so I'm a little bit behind schedule. But we've got the new Alfaka review. It's going to be changed. I was going to do Alfaka Curry Knit, but I think I'm switching it up. It might be a special Alfaka review on a mix as opposed to a single note flavor.
What mint did you say? Did you say cran mint?
No, cream with mint.
Oh, cream. Okay, that's right. Does anyone have a cranberry flavor? It just occurred to me. I don't think I've ever seen cranberry. Have you ever seen anybody in the chat ever seen a cranberry flavor?
Cranberry flavor. I don't think I've ever tried a cranberry flavor, but you would think they would have to have one.
I want to try cranberry so badly now. I want, you know, after smoking this ugly guava, I think ugly could really nail a cranberry or alfacama just because they have very natural profiles in their flavors, and I think a natural cranberry would actually be really good. Dr. Noob says, got to check out the setup of the AM Hookah podcast, did a very special picture. Oh, cool. We'll have to check that out. I need to buy some coals, never bought cubes. Any recommendations on one that burns hot and lasts a long side inside of an HMD? This is from Nefel. Do you have any comments real quickly on a cube that you would recommend that burns pretty hot and lasts a long time in an HMD?
Titanium cubes.
I've never used titanium cubes. That's actually
I'm a huge fan. When we start talking about it, I'd like to. Because these are my go-to cube, A, because I can get them locally, B, because they burn at kind of a upper-medium temperature. They're not as hot as the haze coals, but they're not going to burn your tobacco, and they last about an hour and 15 minutes, provided you're using them in a heat management device. So I would highly recommend those.
I guess Sex on the Beach would have cranberry, right?
You'd think so.
So Captain Wetbeard, joining us.
Of sex, so I can't imagine they would be avoiding the sex word.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe that is like a weird trademark for some weird reason by vodka, or I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so any other new reviews?
Working on formatting that and stuff. We're in there, keep it fast-paced, but it's really just going to be a hookah update show. Nothing insane, just for people who aren't lurking on all the Facebook groups constantly. I can't imagine that applies to any of the people in here. Everyone here is pretty active.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for some information that you might not be able to access otherwise, it's going to be available there.
A lot of people on YouTube, people that frequent YouTube don't always frequent the Facebook group. J-Rock, for instance, I tried to get him onto our Facebook group, the AM group on Facebook. If you just search AM Uka, then you'll find us there. But J-Rock says he actually doesn't have a Facebook. So, you know, there's still 5 people out there that don't have a Facebook. And there's plenty of people that don't use it for hookah-related material, actually. So it's...
People are also deleting their Facebooks at an alarming rate right now.
Yeah, so I think a show like that is going to be really cool, and I'm excited to watch it. And I do frequent a lot of the Facebook groups, obviously, so I think it's pretty exciting to see. Now, I also wanted to just my review is going to be on Prestige. That's going to be the next review that I actually do. I'm going to be doing a write up on them as well as a video review. So you'll be seeing those things shortly, probably. I also wanted to touch on. That's the Prestige. Do you have the jumbo cubes or the jumbo flats, or do you just have the cubes?
These are the jumbo flats, which is very confusing to me because right now I'm going to hold up a jumbo flat and a titanium flat. And why don't you try to guess which is which? Because I bet you can't. One of these is a prestige jumbo cube. One of them is a titanium flat.
I'm going to guess that the titanium or the jumbo flat is the one on my left. So that's the one you're holding. You just grabbed right now. That one. Yeah. Is
this
that
one?
The jumbo
flat? You are correct. Okay. You are correct. There's barely a millimeter more.
I feel like jumbo is not the right word that they should have used. But I mean, I guess big flat kind of implies the same thing as jumbo flat. Because I have the same thing going on here. Can you make a distinguished guess? Let me try to hold these accurately to next to each other. Which one you think, I'm going to hold it up to you as well, might be the prestige.
Keep
ones.
It there because your image is blurry for me. So I'll wait a few seconds for it to pop up on the AM Hookah page. And I will riff with these words. And now I can see it. And if I had to take a guess, I would say it's the one away from your body. It would be your left.
Yes, that is correct. That, and once again, it's just a very, very small difference. It's not a huge amount, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, but I did you weigh your cubes or your flats at all? So I weighed
not yet, I will be doing that.
I weighed my jumbo flats, and they are heavier than the titaniums, and I wonder if that kind of goes into one of the reasons why it's called a jumbo flat.
They do burn longer as well. I'll get more into that in the review. I'll wait for yours too. I want to see what you say about them. Okay. But they do burn for an amount of time that may be significant.
Ooh, I like this. Nafel just said that they should have named the jumbo flats thick flats.
With three C's.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty good. I like that quite a bit, actually. Now, I did want to very quickly touch upon the expo. And the reason why I want to talk about the expo just a little bit is because, obviously, it's going to be coming up. It seems like it's getting closer and closer as time goes by. But also, you spoke to Hookah John on Facebook. You can find that live on the Hookah Lounge. If you just do some
and pretty
searching.
Soon here. It'll be posted here as a
awesome.
Replay.
Awesome, awesome. But you guys had a great conversation. I thought you did a great job, and the chat that you had going on there was very good. There's lots of questions and interaction. Is there anything that you took away from that that you wanted to maybe comment on here from the conversation that you had?
I would watch the actual live if you're interested in details, but the overarching thing is, A, it's fun to get Hookah John riled up about
yes,
certain topics.
Yes.
Towards the end of the video, I try to take a few tiny jabs to get him riled up, and it worked. And B, I would, if you're on the fence about this expo, just fucking come to the expo. It's going to be awesome. He's really trying to push this. And if it goes better this year than it did last year, which it's going to, it's already set up to be much better, then it's going to keep getting bigger. And if you guys want to have a hookah industry in America that looks something like Russia's or Brazil's, it's going to take a lot of work because obviously we're being suppressed by the anti-smoking
laws,
those people's agenda and everything. Yeah. So, you know, we're gonna have to push back quite a bit. So if you care about it, show up to the expo. We're gonna be there. It's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna find a way to drink alcohol and then go back to the expo and hopefully be intoxicated and talk to you people.
So Captain Wetbeard says something pretty nice. He says, you guys should do a giveaway for a pack of two tickets to the Hookah John Expo Worldwide. I wouldn't mind doing something like that. I don't know. I would hate to do the tickets and not do airfare, but there's no way that we could afford airfare, obviously.
We could do tickets though. Maybe we should. Well, Matt and I will discuss this after the end of this episode.
I do like the idea a ton though. It is the weekend of August 4th. It's the 4th and the 5th, and I will be there for 3 days, and I'm pretty excited to, or actually 4 days, and I'm real excited to be there. It's a 8-hour drive for me, which is not too bad. So I'm super, super excited to be doing that. Obviously.
I'm surprised you're not just flying. You fly fairly regularly.
I don't like flying. I'm not a fan of flying at all. I would so much rather. No, I would so much rather.
I mean, My girlfriend actually just went to Japan, and that's a 13-hour one-way flight. So after hearing about her experience, I'm just excited to, like, you know, fly within America. It's so much easier to not go through customs and stuff.
Dr. Noobsaw says we need some AM Hookah podcast shirts for the expo. I could not agree more. We need some AM Hookah podcast shirts and hats very soon. Very, very soon. I agree.
This is another topic of... You'll be hearing more about that very shortly.
Yes.
There's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening pretty soon here. So keep your eyes and ears open.
So yeah, the expo is going to be awesome. So excited to hear about that. So we are going to move into our discussion about Kohl's, all about the Kohl's. If you guys have a question, please, as always, put a question mark in front of your statement so I can kind of see it a little bit easier and quicker. And we'll talk about it a little bit more. The very first thing that I wanted to talk about, we've already had a discussion in the past about quick lights and natural Kohl's before, so I think we can gloss over that and just say, don't get quick lights. I know we all start there, and normally we recommend people have to go through the trial and tribulation of them. But at the same time, obviously, a natural coconut Kohl's is always going to be the better bet for you. Do you have something to say?
I do. I've thought about this for a long time, ever since we had the idea to do Kohl as a topic for the show, which I feel like was pretty inevitable. Before we start, you know, eventually we're going to start talking about brands and stuff. We're going to cover all the big topics.
Yeah.
But I think that quick lights do have a small place in the industry. For instance, say you're going to go to a beach or camping somewhere where you can do that. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the worst thing to have a couple rolls of quick lights for something like that. Just keep in mind that we've had this conversation before. They're strictly worse for you. The session's going to be subpar. Yep. But sometimes you want to smoke where you don't have electricity. Huh?
Yes.
Also, you can actually light. This is kind of non-efficient, but you can light natural coals with quick lights. Yeah. I've done it.
It'll take a while, but you can do it. So use it as a burner, but don't use it as a way to actually cook your tobacco. So the first thing I want to talk about is flats and cubes. And I think me and you are pretty different when it comes to this overall, actually. So I think it's a really good starting place for the topics. And I'd like to know everybody's thoughts in the chat as well. Are you guys more cube guys or are you more flat guys? Because I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on that. Captain Wetbeard says, quick light hack, use your quick lights to ignite your coconut coals. Yes, we just actually said that.
Bingo. Got him.
Dr. Newsaw says, quick lights are a club scene to go around lighting the coals in a well-ventilated place. No, I hate it when lounges use quick lights. It smells, it's nasty, it's just not good at all. Nefel said, I started with quick lights and made the mistake of buying 20 packs. I apologize for you, man, but at least you got an emergency at all times, I guess. Brecken does say flats and cubettes is what he actually says. And Eddie is going to make me say this, so I'm going to. But he says flat tits is what he, I guess, likes. So that's, you know, I don't judge nobody, Eddie. Don't worry. So let's start with you on your preference. Is it flats or is it cubes?
You say we're going to differ, but I don't think we are. I'm much more partial to flats than I am cubes.
Really? I had the assumption, my mistake, that you liked cubes more. Okay.
I do think that, we'll get into this later, but I think cubes are necessary and have huge utility. But if I had to like pick one variation to purchase for the rest of my life, it would be flats.
Okay. I prefer flats. My reason for preferring flats is I like the shape of flats. I know that sounds like maybe a weird thing to say. I'm going to pull out one of my cubes real quick to show a comparison of a cube and a flat on screen real quick. I'm sorry that it's taking so long. I should have had this previously ready. I did not. But I prefer the shape of a flat. I prefer the amount of surface that it takes up. I prefer just, oh man, you got everything on a platter right there. Perfect, man.
I win, you lose.
Yes, completely. But I definitely prefer the shape of a flat and the surface that it takes up and the way that you manipulate and use a flat overall. I like it a lot more personally. I don't mind cubes, and I know that they last longer and they usually burn a little bit hotter. But overall, when it comes to me just liking and enjoying my smoke, I prefer using 3 titaniums all the time, obviously.
Absolutely. And you were just saying why you prefer flats. I feel like maybe I should chime in. And among all those other reasons, I feel like flats are a more efficient way to burn your bowl. You get more out of your flats per cubic, whatever measurement you want to use on your flats, than you do cubes. Unless you're using a heat management device, you get a lot of heat escaping with cubes because they're taller. The top of that cube isn't necessarily going to be adding an insane amount of heat to your bowl. That makes any sense.
What about cubettes? Do you have much experience? I know you're using them right now, but do you have much experience with cubettes?
I do. Okay. For bowls like the Fudge, Mini Rook, the 80 feet bowl, things like that, I think that you need to have cubettes if you're going to have like a perfect session. Now, you don't need to go out and buy every different shape of coal you can find, but if you're someone that, like me, likes to have different variants of different types of coals to use because you smoke every day and you like to have different sessions, I keep cubettes.
Okay, let's go into ash content just a little bit. What is your stance as like a general statement towards ash in general? That's kind of my question to you.
I think if I notice If I have a comment on how a coal ashes, it's not ashing well. I don't want to ever think about the ash content of a coal.
Yes.
So looking at superior coconut coals, maybe we can talk about that a little bit more in a little while here, but I do not like the superior coconut coals. There's people who do like them, and I think they do have utility in certain scenarios, but they ash so much that it's impossible to get the heat that I want out of coal, out of the superiors, yeah, given they are releasing a high heat coal. So I'm interested to see what happens there.
I know. I really want to know how that ash content is going to change, because the problem is not only the issue with the ash content absorbing some of that heat, but it's also that you have to make extra effort because of that ash. So if they are releasing a high heat, I really hope that the ash content changes. Otherwise, the high heat won't matter a whole lot, I guess. What do we got going on chat? Off talk, I really believe you guys deserve more view. Oh, well, thank you. I'll read that another time. We don't need to pat ourselves on the back or anything on the show, but we do appreciate
I love
you
it.
Guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Captain Wetbeard. Let's see. Same goes for Dr. Noobsaws and Strictly She Should. They don't need no more views. They got plenty of views. What are you talking about, Willis? No, I'm kidding. They're two very good YouTubers. Strictly She Should goes out and about, always producing amazing, amazing stuff, as always. And Dr. Noobsaws is a ton of fun to watch in general as well.
The best production quality in the hookah reviewing game, by the way.
Yes,
if,
yes.
If you're looking for that hookah porn, go watch Dr. Noobsaws.
Always gets me going. What about ash color? I think that's a really good thing to talk about, actually. When it comes to ash color, I've always been told that the darker brownish color is a more natural burning coal in comparison to the white, which means that there's a filler of some kind usually in it, or that there is something that's been done to the coal afterwards. Now, Tam from Superior Coconut Coal will actually say that the reason why his burns with a white ash is because of the acid wash. I don't know the chemistry between it, so I'm not
going to
say.
The real answer to that question is the starch content. Let's keep going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's usually a filler. I know for a long time Prestige had a really bad ash with their old cubes. Did you ever try the old Prestige cubes?
No, but I will say that the new ones are ashing quite a bit too.
They are not nearly as much as the old ones, though.
I've got no frame for reference. I've never tried the old batch.
So we'll lead into that in just a minute, just because I want to talk about that as well. But I've always been told, and I don't know how true it is, but that the brown ash means more natural. Have you heard that as well?
I've heard that it means it's more natural. I've heard that it means they're using wood filler. It's very convoluted because all of this takes place in, where is it, Indonesia? I think, is that where they produce most of these coals? Most something of, like that. Someplace with a lot of coconuts.
Yes.
And I think it's pretty convoluted. I don't think anyone has the exact answer because I can guarantee none of you are in the business of making coals unless you live in a country like that.
Yeah.
So if you do, please chime in, because as an American, I am grossly under qualified to speak in terms of what ash color means.
Do you but typically have a preference for ash color?
Medium, if that makes any sense. If it's like pure white, it seems like something funky's going on. And if it's like super brown, I've noticed that super like ash coals that ash really, really brown. This might just be an isolated experience for me, but they don't last as long and they black out quicker. Now, I've only had a few coals do that. I've actually had batches of
titanium.
You ever heard of the CHX coals?
Oh, yeah, the one. Yeah.
They burn brown, and they're economy coals. So that kind of makes me think that brown is bad because, economy coals, they're cheaper. Maybe they're using more filler. That's kind of where I'm going with that. So yeah. What about you?
Well, and I was going to actually say, Bidet is here. Thank you so much. Or India is what he says. So that Indonesia or India, those are two places commonly used for coal making. I was going to say that titanium flats burned the most brown for me. And going back to what you said about them burning a little bit less time, they do burn a little bit less, usually fine for my preference and stuff. So I have no negativity towards that or anything. But I have noticed that they are. Anyway, everyone buy some coconaras when heating. No, they smell like cat piss. Coconaras used to be, back in the day, very, very good. Not so much anymore, obviously.
I want to play a quick game. On three, say what your least favorite coal is.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Coconara. Iconara.
Iconara, okay. I want Coconara.
Iconara is still way worse than Coconara. Guarantee it. But I would not be surprised if Coconara is just still getting progressively worse, sadly.
I've gotten nails in mine.
What?
They're straight up like a nail.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've had a tail come out of one of my titaniums before. It's like
took a shit on you?
Yeah, it's like probably a fiber from the coconut or something like that, but like legit a tail. Absolutely crazy. Captain Whitbeard said, I've had a bad fake batch of coconars before. It would not light evenly because of the way that they were stored. too humid. Yeah, that makes sense. And they're put in an oven on low heat for any amount of time to draw out all the moisture. Yes, you have to, for a coal to be a well-made coal, because of the way that coals are made, I mean, you can think of it like wood coals, and, or when you're cooking your, you know, barbecue and stuff, they need to have zero moisture, because when you cook them, you don't want them to ignite. You just want them to stay consistently heated the entire time. So I don't know. I would say that the best coal manufacturers are the ones that draw out the most heat or the most moisture, which the majority of them do, mind you. Like anything that's on the market and, you know, properly promoted are well made enough that they're not going to have that moisture issue. So I like that he said that it was either a bad batch or a fake batch, because that could very well be the case. At one time, Coconara, who ruled the game of coconut coals, I would imagine there were some fake batches going around at some time.
Frequently, there were frequent fake batches. It was really bad because obviously all these, most, for anyone who doesn't know, most people who have a brand of coal, they never see where the coal is made. They subcontract out to one of these countries that makes coals and they make them to spec. Sometimes, like if you like titaniums and you like cocoa earths, now this is, I'm not sure if this is the case with them, but a lot of these coals are made on the same line.
They're just put on different pallets. They're just put on different pallets a lot of times because they are mass produced. Okay. Nefel says that he likes a dark white ash, a darker white ash. That makes sense. He also said he found a plastic bag in his coals one time. That sounds horrible. I apologize. That sucks. Moving on to heat. Let's talk about heat when it comes to coals. Low heat coals have a purpose for very specific types of tobacco, and high heat coals have another purpose for a very, very specific kind of tobacco. When it comes to the heat of your coals, what do you prefer?
Is close. Like, I think the haze coals are about as hot as I'd want to go. But just under, so like the titanium flats, that's exactly where I like my heat. It's pretty high. You could scorch your bowl if you wanted to. I want a coal that's hot enough where if I wanted to scorch my bowl, I could do it just by placing my coals in a certain way. Yes. I hope that makes some amount of sense.
Yeah.
But I never want my coal to like not be able to get up to the heat I wanted at. So I'd rather a coal burn a little hot and me have to play with it, maybe hang the coals off the edge a little bit or whatever you do to mitigate the heat on your bowl. But if a coal doesn't ever get up to heat, it's a wasted session. So I'm partial to high heat coals.
Yeah, just because you can manipulate them a little better, you can use less if you really need to and stuff, which is what I've actually learned from, I don't know how many sessions you've had of the Prestige Jumbo Flats. The one thing that I've really, really liked, okay, and I've had a little bit more actually than that. The one thing I've really liked about these Prestige Jumbo Flats, and I'd like to hear your thoughts about them, they are hot. They are a very nice hot coal. I tried to use three of them inside of a Provost on a normal sized bowl, actually my Alpaca medium, and it cooked my bowl too fast. And I now only use two of the Prestige Jumbo Flats, and I love the sessions that I'm getting with them. Where normally I use three titaniums in my Provost with almost anything that I smoke, honestly. What have been your experiences so far with the Prestige?
They're hot. My issue with them is they do ash more than I would like them to. It's mostly an aesthetic thing. I like to have as little ash in my tray as I can. So it's not really, it's a non-issue mostly. It's mostly a personal thing. But then there is a scent when I light these.
Really?
It's not like the superior coconut scent, but I light them in an unventilated kitchen. I like a little bit of a CO2 buzz, you know, poisoning. And there's more of a scent to these than there are something like titaniums or charcoal flare. Now, it's not insane like the superior coconut coals. They let off this, in my opinion, it's a rancid odor. I do not enjoy the scent that the superior cocos give off.
I have not noticed a scent with the Prestige yet at all, actually. I may be just like super, because here's the thing, these Econara coals, when I've lit them, they are the most god-awful smelling coals ever. So I almost feel like because of how bad these coals are, it's made other coals not as bad in comparison for that exact reason, for whatever reason that is. So I haven't noticed a scent yet with those. So I'm gonna keep my nose more over my burner next time to see if I can pick up on that a little bit better.
Just don't hang out there too long, because
not a good idea. So I would say that when it comes to heat for me, I like a more hot flat, not so hot that it's going to burn it too quickly or anything like that, but something that's going to cook evenly for an extended amount of time. Because heat content is two different sides of the coin, right? It's the heat when it gets to the peak temperature, and then as it progresses through. Golden Desert cubes, me and you both had reference with those, they got to their peak point, and it was a good temperature, but then they lost heat very quickly, I felt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now going on.
Oh,
Yes.
Naphael likes, but what if he likes his stuff moist?
I have no comment. No, I have no comment on that at all.
Hit me up in the DMs. We'll talk about moist.
Well,
he likes his coals hot, and Wetbeard LOL did that.
Oh, J-Rock says I definitely bad cold bad coal is the Fantasia wood coals. Those are terrible. Have you ever tried? Yeah, those have a terrible scent. They have given me a headache every time I tried to use them. They were not good at all. Did you ever see the Fantasia Airflow coals that they came out with?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them at all either.
At all. It's it seems like all the R&D process was like, oh, let's not have our coals black out. How do we do that? Oh, you just let air go underneath them. And they didn't even take into account the fact that, like, you need to heat your bowl still.
Yeah.
So they never get up to a temperature that I want them to.
I just flipped them over on the side where there wasn't a cutout, so it didn't even work or do anything good for me. Man, those were terrible coals. Absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. Man, I might replace my statement about the Econaras with the Fantasia coals, actually, now that I think about it. Let's go on to time. What is the time frame that you like to use your coals for? Are you looking for one round of coals for your entire session, or do you not mind putting on a second round of coals? Let's go to Go to your coal tray a little bit, and let's see what
okay, time frames. So let's see here. If I'm using flats, two rounds is typically where I want to be. So these titanium flats, they'll go for about 45 minutes, and that's exactly where I want them to be. Because that's 45 minutes if I'm just doing one round. But if you want to keep your bullet to heat, I wouldn't recommend trying to drive these 45 minutes and swap them out. You're going to have this issue where you could potentially scorch your bowl by letting it cool down and then immediately reintroducing a ton of heat. This will shock your bowl, which is a problem. But then there's something like the Prestige Flats, which it looks like I just picked up the titaniums again, but I promise I didn't. And these actually go for, I've been able to get an hour out of these.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to go one round of flats, these are my new one rounder flats, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But if I'm using cubes, I like to be able to do one round in a provost. I typically don't use cubes outside of a heat management device scenario because I think they're inefficient. That's just me. I'm pretty sure I'm in the high minority of people that don't use cubes with
foil.
With just foil. And then cubettes obviously are two rounders. I want to get two rounds out of every session I use the cubettes because they only burn for like 30 minutes. And then I don't even know if we've touched on these yet, but there's these.
Yes. Why don't you spend a little bit of time talking about those just a touch?
It's pretty obvious what these are for.
Yeah.
If you've got an HMD like the Lotus, the Ignis, the whatever, you're going to be able to use these. Don't use them in the Phoenix HMD.
That'd be way too hot.
They're just bad.
Okay.
They're very bad in the Phoenix. They don't get. They're not hot enough, and the Phoenix craves just an insane amount of heat.
Yes, they do.
But for these, they're strictly two rounds because if you're using them in a Lotus, you're probably trying to smoke a bowl for like at least an hour and a half to 2 hours. But to cap it up. Flats, typically two rounds, unless I'm going prestige. Sometimes I'll still do two rounds. And then cubes, since it's in a heat management scenario, it varies. I'll do one round, I'll do two rounds. It depends on the bowl. What about you?
When it comes to me, I usually only smoke one bowl regardless of the amount of time it takes. I've used titaniums for the majority of time that I smoke, and the 45-minute, 50-minute burn time is usually ample enough, but I do at times wish that they would go a little bit longer, but I don't want to cook a whole nother coal just to smoke for another 30 minutes and stuff, so it doesn't ever make too much sense for me. I definitely prefer an hour smoke time, and that's the one thing about the Prestige that I've definitely enjoyed a ton right now is the fact that it's been able to give me that hour session. You know, the last show that I was a part of, when I used the Prestige, I was able to really showcase that hour from the very beginning until the very end of our show and how well that they were cooking. Yes, Tristan has just showed up into the chat, I wanted to say. Tristan, you're going to need to watch the start of the show because we talked about you only in the best of ways, my friend. But Adrian got a new set of tongs that I think you're really going to like a lot. Yes, look at those.
I like these. They're $5. Got them local.
Nice and red. Very cool. But yeah, when it comes to cubes, they usually burn for a little bit longer and stuff, which I don't have any issue with or nothing. Some of them are a little bit hotter than I prefer, so it does kind of tend to readjust how I like to smoke with them. But my time frame for a coal to burn well is that 45 minute to an hour mark is what I prefer, just because of my personal smoking habits. I know plenty of people like to smoke two rounds of coals and stuff like that, which is always fun as well. What do you think, Adrian, makes a good coal?
I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, and I think it varies from person to person. But if I had to like say what's a good coal, It needs to burn for a target time. So if it's a flat, I need 45 minutes. If it's a cube, I need an hour or an hour 15 if I'm using it in a heat management scenario. It needs to burn at a high enough temperature where I do not have to screw around with the coal too much to get it to actually heat my bowl the way that I'd like it to. And they need to not smell like absolute shit when they're on the burner. And I would really prefer it if they didn't give me a migraine.
Yes.
Those are kind of the four pillars of how I judge coals.
I think that's honestly, sorry, Nafal, I'm not sure what you missed just because I don't know when your phone died. I don't think you missed very much. We talked about Fantasia wood coals, and those are definitely not something you need to worry about by any stretch. When it comes to what I think makes a good coal, I'm going to have to fall a lot on what you just said, obviously. My biggest thing is I don't want a headache when I'm using coals and stuff, not only from the lighting of them, but actually using them. That's a huge no-no and will never enjoy again, which is my biggest problem with any wood coal. I've never had a good experience with a wood coal. And if you don't like ash, do not use wood coal. I tell you that right away.
Now, there are times when wood coals are great.
I've never found a good reason for them.
If you're using a traditional Egyptian bowl and you're smoking something really classic, like an Afzal or a Nakla blend, and you want to have a good long session, I think that purchasing a bag of wood coals, lemon wood specifically,
you're going to get less burn time with them, but less heat, so you can continually just put them on top, on top, on top.
You're going to want to sit next to your burner, because you're going to be adding. But like if you're just having a traditional session, for me, it would be like with my KM and an unwashable hose with the traditional bowl.
Okay.
But I really do enjoy wood coals for that reason. I also like them on Nakla Zagul.
Okay, and I don't smoke that. I know that you've spoke about that in the past a little bit. I also want to say that silver tabs. Did you ever have any experience with silver tabs?
I haven't, and I won't buy them.
No, just out of a preference or just not any interest.
The price per coal is a little on the high side.
Yes.
And I've never found myself wanting for anything that they say the silver tabs offer you in a session. So there's just been no reason for me to go out. Plus, they sell them in weird quantities.
Yeah.
They just seem very fringe to me. And honestly, I just don't think that they need to be in the market. That's my opinion. And I know that some people are going to disagree.
I haven't used silver tabs in years. I did it when I first started smoking 10 years and stuff, as you were supposed to do. But I have no preference towards silver tabs, nor do I ever plan to really purchase them ever again. I also want to talk about, did you try the Fumari Funko or Funko? I don't remember how they were pronounced. Do you remember? We won't worry about them. Bidet says that wood coals is his original friend, but they are very high maintenance. Yes, agreed with that completely. Captain Whitbeard says, does the initial impact against the wall count? So we're going to get into some questions. If you find us on the AM Hookah group, if you just search AM Hookah on Facebook, we have some really good questions that were asked there. Actually, Adrian posted that we're going to be talking about coals, and we had some questions, and I appreciate that a ton. The very first question is, Chris, I don't know if you know this guy. He asks, what is a coal? Do we want to answer that? What's the best way to answer?
Chris, hit me up. We'll hang out in Hangs, and I'll give you a tutorial on what a coal is. Also, I am now questioning telling people to go check your channel out. Moving on.
Adrian, yeah, I think your reply was pretty good. Paul actually said some pretty cool things right afterwards. He says, coal smell, pros and cons. We kind of talked about that already. Acid wash, what is it and what does it do? Also, pros and cons of it. What's your opinion of acid wash? I would say the only coal that I can think of immediately is Superior, which are the ones that claim to do the acid wash technique.
Time to get up on my soapbox a little bit here. The only experience I've had with an acid wash coal that I know was acid washed is Superior Cocoa. There's a lot of people who like Superior Cocoa. I'm glad they're in the market. I will never buy from them again. I've had some iffy experiences both with the customer service side and with the product. Whatever they did with the acid wash, if that has anything to do with how they ash or with how they smell or with their heat, if that affects any of those factors, I do not like acid wash coals. Now, if titaniums are acid washed and I just don't know, then everything I'm saying you can just throw out the window. Because unfortunately, again, being an American, I don't have access to a ton of information on how coals are produced. So I can't really go too in-depth on that.
Okay.
But Superior Cocos, they're acid washed. I do not like those coals at all. I've gone a little light on them, but I think they're actually very bad. So
okay.
There's that.
I got nothing to say against it, because if acid wash is what caused Superior to be the way they are, I agree. I don't want them to be acid washed. I don't think that it's helping anything personally. So if possible, I'd like to see that go away as well, just because I don't think that that's a necessity. Paul also says...
Unless the clothes we're using already are acid washed. Yeah, then we just don't know.
We'd like to know, I guess, is more the statement of anything, is just... Is more Kohl's acid wash than we actually realize? I think that'd be an interesting thing to find out. Paul does say, why Quick Lights? And we talked about that a little bit at the top. And I do want to just say really, really briefly, Quick Lights are a sad necessity to people that do not have the ability to smoke with coal burners at a ready event. I've used them for camping trips and stuff like that. So, yes, there is a place for Quick Lights, but I really, really wish there was a better Quick Light that didn't... I mean, I know the reason why they're bad is because of the chemical used in them, obviously. The sulfur or whatever it is. But they make for a bad experience, obviously. Tristan, I don't know if he's still in here or not, he says, Cocoa Earth Cubes for the win. I don't have any experience with Cocoa Earth Kohls, and I really want to, because I think that that is a necessity of a good longevity, yeah, is to try them all.
Cocoa Earths are good. I want to take this time to say, Kohl's, especially when new Kohl's hit the market. Now, Cocoa Earth has kind of taken their place in the market, and they are good Kohl's. But don't get on the hype train too quickly. Every time a new Kohl comes out, people tend to jump on this hype train because it's a new Kohl.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that, like, when you get into the area of these are good Kohl's, I don't think you're going to see a ton of variance from Kohl to Kohl.
That's what I've noticed, especially. I agree with that completely.
All good Kohl's are good. Basically, if it's a good Kohl, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. We want to talk about something that's exponentially...
And we have to talk about it because there are bad Kohls, obviously. That's kind of what breeds the necessity for this conversation. But if all Kohls were good, this would not be an episode.
I like this question a ton. Hey, Tam just showed up. Hey, what's going on, Tam? Tam, you could maybe answer this. We just talked about your Kohls a little bit. We've been talking about them off and on. If you could comment on this, you've said in the past that your Kohls are acid washed. We'd like to ask you, are all Kohls acid wash, or is that something specific to Superior Kohl, or do you know if other Kohls are also acid washed as well? If you could comment on that, we'd really, really appreciate it. Caesar from the AM Hookah group actually asked a very, very good question. He says, or he makes it, question, I guess. Worst Kohl experience in your life thus far, shittiest party foul involving Kohls. I want to take this on for a second because, like I said in the past, I used to love Coconut Kohls, right? Hold on a second. Tam says they're not. I'm assuming
they're
referring to the others. Or
they're
are you
not acid wash. Or only his are.
Okay, that's what I'm taking it. You're saying that only your Kohls are acid washed. And mine are...
They're not acid washed.
Oh, okay. So I think
there's a lot of misinformation in the community right now, then. A lot.
Yeah, I believe... I thought that your Kohls were acid washed. So I don't know. Maybe we can talk about this a little bit off air. We'll get some more comments from you or something. Because everything we just said, I guess, is not valid or something. I don't know. We need to find this
out. Which is exactly why we added the disclaimer.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so worst Kohl experience. I want to start this off because, like I said, I used to love Coconaras, right? And Coconaras used to be the top of the food chain, obviously. And I bought some, not knowing that they had gone through a big change. At one time, Coconara only made flats, and then they made the decision to only make cubes for a while. And mm-hmm. the cubes, I didn't realize it, but the cubes I bought and didn't realize it, and they were so terrible I had to throw the entire box away after I smoked about 3 sessions of it, and that was by far the worst experience, when I had to get rid of an entire box of Kohls because they were so poorly done. They wouldn't light right, they would go out really quickly, they were just absolutely terrible. When it comes to party foul, I mean, I've just dropped mine 100 times on my carpet and stuff like that. Really bad experience. I went to a friend's house to introduce him to hookah, and one of the very first things that happened was I dropped a Kohl on his brand new carpeted floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible.
That's not good.
It was terrible. What about you? Do you have any bad experiences?
Mine's less shitty because I didn't drop it on my friend's carpet floor, but I've definitely dropped a Kohl off of my hookah because it was bumped, and it went right under my heavy couch.
Oh, no. Instantly, the game goes, flip the couch, hurry!
It becomes destroy this house right now. You need to not set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
So
were you renting?
That's an interesting one.
Were you renting at the time?
It's this house.
Oh, man.
It happened in our living room.
Oh, So sorry to hear that. Moving on, what does Tropica Binder do for a coal smoke when they make coals? I'm not sure Tropica Binder.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with binders, but binding agents are necessary. After you have a powder coal, you have to bind it somehow. Tam is in the chat. Maybe you can offer some insight since you are in the coal industry, and we are obviously just enthusiasts.
Yes.
But I think as far as that, unless you have some information that I don't know you have, Matt, I don't think we can speak on that.
No, I don't know much about binders at all. I know that a wood binder makes it coal maybe look more white or brown. I'm not sure which one it is at this point anymore. So we won't speak too much on binders, but I do want to talk about this. Why are they throwing coals at walls? Adrian, why do you think they're throwing coals at walls?
Internet memes are memes.
I don't think so. I don't think it's for the memeness of it. Honestly, I don't.
But no, you don't get to decide that it's a meme. I think it just becomes a fucking meme.
Yes, now it
has. If your coals are so strong that they bounce off a wall, guess what? I don't fucking care. That does not matter. It's fine. It didn't blow up. Like, what?
But a really bad coal might blow up if it's not good.
Maybe, I don't know. Let me go get a quick light and do the same thing. It's stupid. I don't fucking understand it. Stop throwing your coals at walls. It's dumb. When I saw that post, I was like, who makes these? I'm not fucking buying these ever. Who did that?
The first time that I saw it, I actually did not mind it at all. I thought it was a neat way to show the quality of a coal and how it was made and why it's good, especially when it's lit. I don't get why people are throwing coals that are unlit at walls. I think that's really pretty stupid. But a lit coal thrown against a wall or a hard concrete surface, I think, is not an invalid way to show the quality of a coal necessarily.
Sure. Tam's saying that it's durability and it's in demand for hookah lounges. Yes, I agree. I'm not going to make my wall black by throwing every coal I have in front of me at the wall.
That's
I don't
how I'm
know
doing
why
every coal
one.
Review from now on is how will they impact my wall.
And that will be a meme. It will not be an actual... Like, I get it.
I'll get memes.
It makes some amount of sense. It's on no one's mind. If lounges are, like, looking for wall bounce videos for coals, and I don't know about this, great. Do your thing. Keep it up. Awesome. I'm glad you're selling coals, whoever did that. But mostly, it was just something to laugh at.
Caesar says directly afterwards, he says, someone needs to put a compilation of all the times people throw coals at walls to Tony Hawk Pro Skater music and make a video compilation out of it. I love that idea. And then Chris says, that sounds like something up Adrian's wheelhouse. Adrian, where is the Tony Hawk compilation of people throwing coals at walls?
It's coming down the pipeline. I've got it in editing right now. I added some of my own cool tricks to it. It's going to definitely be to the Tony Hawk's Underground series. The music from that was amazing. And the edits are going to be insane. I've got Chris from Dr. Noob Sauce doing the edits for it. This is confirmed.
Yes, I love this. I love this idea. John Littlejohn says, the charcoal is lit. Should I touch it with my hands? You should hold it as long as possible inside the palm of your hand to see how manly you are. Because if you can't go a full minute, then you're not manly. Is that true, Adrian, right? Is it a minute or 2 minutes?
By holding a lit coal in your hand?
Yes.
That's for little bitches. Put it between your teeth and see how long you can hold it there before your lips start to curl in on themselves.
You can tell how newbie, I don't mean this as a diss towards Dr. Noob Sauce, but I can, I know that I had a friend who used to, he would grab a coal off the top of a hookah and then like flip-flop it in his hand or whatever to show how cool he was. And you knew that this guy had no idea why a hookah existed because that was just a stupid thing to do.
Real quick, Noob Sauce says, now we have to do it. Sauce, I'm going to be going out on an expedition this weekend now. I'm going to be doing some coal bouncing, and I'm going to be shooting you the videos of it. We're going to edit something together. We're going to release it on both channels.
Yes.
It's going to be lit.
Yes, please do. And then Stefan, happy birthday, Stefan. Happy birthday, late birthday wishes to you, my good friend and buddy who I cannot wait to see in Vegas. Hope it was a wonderful birthday party for yourself. But he asked a very valid question. Are you ready for this, Adrian? Maybe the most important question we answer all of the episode. Please name some good and bad quick light coals.
Uh-oh. Three Kings are bad. I'll start there. They're the industry standard, but they have the worst scent. The only other Quick Light, I was lucky enough to get out of Quick Lights very quickly because of the awesome community online, but I've tried the Starbucks Quick Lights, and those were better.
You said better in the most aggressive way possible. You sounded like you were talking about the smells that you get from certain coals right there.
Yeah.
No, all quick light coals are bad. I'm just going to say it right here and right now. All quick light coals are bad coals.
What about hex coals?
I haven't tried them. I have no reference. Really want to.
So I believe that Superior Cocoa might be coming out with one, so that's something to keep your eyes out for.
Yes, yes.
Golden Desert makes a hex right now, and I've heard nothing but amazing things. I have a box on
Dr.
the way.
Dr. Noob Sauce loves the hex coals. They seem like they're purely for foil from the looks of them to me personally, but I am super excited about hex coals just because they look like something different. Also, have you ever seen the coals that are circular and they have a hole cut out on them?
Yeah, those are...
There are some that are coconut made, I guess.
It seems cringy to me, just because if it's a donut coal like that, any weak point in the coal, I just feel like they're going to break.
Yeah.
Whether it's before you light them or after you light them, I feel like they're going to break. I also don't like that you can't manage the heat at all. There's no such thing as heat management.
You'd have to break them.
You surrender all of your rights to manage the heat of your bowl as soon as you start using those.
Yes, you surrender all your rights. I like that a ton. Let's talk a little bit about foil and HMD just because I think they go a little bit hand on hand when it comes to charcoal. Tam says he actually owes us some superior hex samples. I'd be more than willing to try some samples.
Yeah, real quick, Tam, I was just saying, your coals are not my preference. I've been pretty open about that. I liked them at first because they were different, but I'm an extremely high heat smoker. So to kind of defend Tam a little bit at this point, because I've been pretty... I've been trying to really back off on being too nice about the way I review products, but he's got a high heat coal coming out, and if that is the case,
okay, I think we're back on as of right
now.
We appear
to be, yeah.
I apologize for that. It seems like we had a freeze for a moment. Sorry about that, guys.
I was right in the middle of saying that I was pretty negative on the Superior Cocos because I do not like the current run of Superior Coconut Coals that are out right now, and it's primarily because of how low heat they are. My preference is I like to almost bring a bowl to the point of scorching without scorching it. So they do have the high heat coals coming out, which are, I'm very interested in those. I would love to try those. And their hex coals are coming out, and I am intrigued by hex coals. So... Tam, maybe you can give some insight. Are your hex coals the same formula as your low heat output cues? Because if they are, I probably wouldn't personally be interested. But Tangier smokers who smoke strictly Tangiers,
very good for Tangiers.
Those are the people who buy those coals.
It's very good.
They do, like, give credit where it's due. They're probably one of the best Tangiers coals out there.
My preferred way to smoke Tangiers is Phoenix, three Superiors, and my Mason Bowl. That is my favorite way to smoke Tangiers. Yeah, so I also, Tim, I wanted to ask about the high heat, if the ashing context is different with the high heat than it is with the low heat, because we were talking about that a little bit before. We're going to have a high heat and a low hex, so it sounds like the hex are going to be low heat, actually.
Sorry to cut you off, but Tam, they do manufacture their own coals. They have their own facility, so they have the ability to run multiple different types of coals,
yeah,
which is another really nice thing. My negativity towards Superior Cocoa is very personal. If you like them, don't stop buying them.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and, I think, cut it there. I think we've had a very full talk on charcoal and everything that involves around it. We appreciate you guys so much for stopping by. Unless anyone has a question very quickly inside of the chat real quick, then I think we're going to kind of kill it here. I don't know if we need to talk about too much about foil and HMD now that we're off of it and stuff, so I'm not going to worry too much. Do you want to plug your giveaway one more time, Adrian?
Plug in the giveaway over at Pipe Dream Hookah. I just did a giveaway video that was kind of bundled in with the Hookah John live interview promotion video. And what it is you need to be subscribed to my channel. You need to go over and follow the AM Hookah podcast Instagram. Just search AM Hookah in your Instagram. You'll find it immediately. And go ahead and leave a comment on my video. And it's my latest release. You'll see it. The thumbnail is way different from my other thumbnails. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's great.
And I'm giving away 500 grams of Mazaya in assorted 50-gram packs. And if you win the contest, I will be picking it up after the winner's decided that same night. So if you have some flavors you've been interested in, make sure to let me know if you do end up winning. It'll be announced May 3rd. And I will also be giving away a pink lemonade. I don't have it. It's a dirty bowl right now. But a pink lemonade OG Rook, which you can't really get anymore. OG isn't in production anymore. So I thought that'd be something really nice to give away.
Personal collection as well. Like straight from you, you're giving this away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just a personal giveaway. I wanted to do something. and I wanted to try to push the AM Hookah Instagram a little bit, so I figured that'd be a good way to push some traffic over there. So go check it out, because there's going to be daily content on that that Instagram coming soon.
Captain Wetbeard says, don't forget to like the video. I agree with that. Please like the video if you get a chance to. Really appreciate that.
It's not a necessity, but I love likes.
Yes, I don't mind it at all. And then also, Hookah Fiend says really quickly, is it worth trying the Ignis with foil? Seen it done before. I think that I have learned from using the Phoenix HMD, the Mia HMD, the Provos, you know, not necessarily HMD, but sort of HMD. Using it on foil is a almost preferred way for me to do it, because you get to keep it clean. And I like that a lot, personally.
And also, it completely mitigates the whole reason that you're using a HMD in the first place, which is to avoid foil. So I have mixed opinions on that from you, Matt. But I will say that the Phoenix HMD with foil has been pretty good.
Right?
Oddly enough. It's been, I mean, I would just say, if you have a Provost, don't go out and buy a Phoenix just to use that method, because it's not better than the Provost by any means. But if you have a Phoenix, throw it on some foil. I think you'll be shocked.
Yes, I agree so much. Thank you guys so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate it absolutely so very much. This was a very real talk about our opinions of Kohl's and how we feel about them. I hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, thank you so much. Drop a like on the video. Make sure to share it as well a little bit. Let people know there is an AM Hookah podcast, a hookah podcast that is worth listening to. At least I hope it's worth listening to. And yeah, we plan to have a lot of fun and exciting things coming up in the future. So thank you guys so much for watching. Cannot say that enough. And until next time, guys, keep on smoking. Trying to get to the stuff.